Education for patient Cecily Tillman, CECILY, T like Tom, ILLMAN, Cecily Tillman, date of birth 6/7/1990, date of accident is 10/18/2022, the date of service is 9/11/2023. Cecily Tillman is here for a follow-up evaluation. She is a victim of an automobile accident. In this accident, she was rear-ended while she was a driver of a SUV GMC Acadia. Accident happened at Southfield Road at 10 mile, and due to this impact, she suffered from headache as well as symptoms of TBI, including ringing in the ear, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, spots in the vision, which have largely continued. Regarding the pain, patient started having pain in the neck and the lower back as the extreme, with radiation to the right leg medially, and also weakness of her right arm, along with numbness and tingling of the posterior part in C5-6-7 nerve distribution. These symptoms continued, patient remained off work. She has done all the physical therapies as well as acupunctures, chiropractic treatment. At this time, patient reports that she is having 80% improvement in her symptoms. She is using a photobiomodulation Onlux program for further help with laser at home. And she has been discharged by physical therapy, and she is also seeing the neurosurgeon Dr. Mohan to keep an eye on her. In fact, she was found to have a syrinx in her cervical spine C6-7 that ruptured and is now recovering. No subsequent side effects were noticed except for the weakness of the right arm, motor weakness 4/5, for which surgery is not been contemplated. She has received 3 epidural injections for cervical and 4 epidural injections to the lumbar. Besides, she also receives 2 injections to the sacroiliac joint that were found to be helpful to her. And overall, there has been an improvement. At this time, patient report that she has had an MRI of the cervical spine, and she's been recommended to try focus factor for her memory as well as NAMANDA, and she's been referred to a neurologist. She's being seen a caseworker, and her pain levels are technically still 9 in the area of neck and the lower back, with radiation to the right arm and right leg in S1, S2 and C5-6-7 nerve distribution. And please review the chart for the ADLs, for the system review, for the additional history. And substance abuse as well as compliance history. Physical examination is similar to the previous visit of 8/24/2023, dictation number 0825-084. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan of care is to continue the same medications as we have provided after reviewing her MAPS and after reviewing her laboratory. It is found she is compliant. Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety panic, Zoloft 50 milligram twice a day, Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for pain, Furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches, and Lidocaine ointment for the topical pain relief. And she is continuing on Percocet, which was provided to her 7.5/325 every 12 hour for 30 days. They're continuing even now, and the patient will be seen in 15 days' time for further review and follow-up. As of this time, she is seeing her neuropsych counseling is going on, chiropractic counseling is going on, counseling with a social worker is going on. She's using all the DMEs, neck brace and all. And she's seeing a neurologist, neurosurgeon, chiropractor, and I believe everything is being done. I hear that she has a repeat MRI, which I will find the answers. Thank you. Yeah.